In this session, we want to talk about the keys to ministering healing. Now, the formula for spiritual power is grace and love times spiritual utterance plus spiritual knowledge plus spiritual faith produces spiritual results. Now, one of the ways that you can use this very effectively is in ministering healing. This is not the only way to use the formula for spiritual power, because there will be miracles that you need to do that aren't involved with healing at all. There'll be miracles that you need to see happen and come to pass in your life and the life of your ministry and other people that aren't involved with ministering healing at all. And you'll still need to use that spiritual formula. And if you're not seeing the power of God, that spiritual formula is always a great checklist to go back and evaluate your life and how you're operating. You know, am I operating in grace and in love? Or am I trying to do things legalistically? Or do I have a hardness in there? Am I really operating in spiritual kindness and tenderness and grace? See? And am I speaking as I'm led by the Spirit of God? Am I speaking in tongues much? Am I interpreting? Am I prophesying? See, am I learning to be led and not premeditate what I'm going to say? Am I learning to be led and to speak words that build faith? See? And then, you can ask yourself, am I receiving revelation? Am I receiving information from the Lord by way of a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or discerning spirits? Am I getting spiritual knowledge? And all those different ways that spiritual knowledge can come, you can check your life against them. And then finally, am I using spiritual faith? Am I commanding those things to come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ? Am I commanding to come to pass what the Lord has shown me by revelation? Say, am I commanding? Or, have I fallen back in the habit of asking God for it? You don't ask God for it if God has shown you by revelation that this is what He wants done. He's given you the authority. He's given you the gift. He's given you the power. Now you use it, see, in His name. You have the authority in His name to speak in His name. So use spiritual faith and command things to come to pass, whether it's a blessing of healing or miraculous supply of money or food or whatever else it is you need, whatever you need to see. And as you're led by the Spirit, you command it to come to pass. See? So this is a great way to check and see how you're doing in terms of being led by the Spirit. This great formula is a wonderful truth that you'll be applying and working the rest of your life, I trust. But when it comes to keys to ministering healing, this is a wonderful way to bless God's people in light of operating the power of God and bringing healing to pass. There's more ways to heal the sick than the way that I'm going to describe you. For instance, you can anoint people with oil, and that's perfectly valid according to the Word of God, the anointing of oil. You can have prayer for the sick. You can get the elders together and pray for people. Or God can do a special miracle, see. But the way I'm going to describe to you in ministering healing, it's general in the sense that there are broad guidelines, but it gives you direction and purpose, and it's very, very powerful and very consistent. And we've proven this in teaching this class. We've taught this class on four different continents to thousands of ministers as well as lay people, and we have seen these principles proven conclusively time after time after time in bringing healings and deliverances to pass in people's lives. So there are seven principles that I want to talk about in keys to ministering healing, and the first one is be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Just be led by the Spirit. Don't let the carnal mind shut you down. Don't be led by your senses. See, your senses will always talk you out of it. Your senses will always deny the power of God. They'll always deny the need. They'll deny the power of God. They'll deny everything. And they'll tell you that you can't do anything. And that's a lie. See, you tell your carnal mind to shut up and that you're going to be led by the Spirit and not by your carnal thinking, not by your sense knowledge thinking. And as you're led by the Spirit, be led with love. Be led with love. Compassion is your most powerful tool. When I ministered healing to somebody, I'm more concerned about them than I am about anybody else in the world at that moment. That's right. I may be ministering healing in front of 300 people, and in my mind, there's only three of us in the room. There's that person, me, and Jesus. That's all. That's all. See, there can be bands, you know, there can be choirs singing, there can be people having all kinds of different things happening to me around them. But and when I'm ministering healing to somebody, there's just three of us there. There's that person, there's me, and then there's the Lord. See? So, I lead with love, and compassion is my most powerful tool. I just have great compassion. I have a great burning desire to help that person, to bless them. That's right. And as I'm led by the Spirit, I reach out for the revelation. I reach out for the revelation. In my soul, I reach out to the Lord. And in my spirit, I reach out to the Lord. And I say, Lord, show me. Lord, give me the word. Or give me the guidance that I need to be able to minister to this person and to help them. When I was in Camp Yosemite a number of years ago, it's a little village on Lake Baringo in Kenya. I had been doing a series of meetings there over a period of days. And the last night, there was a little woman who came into the church. And it was just a tiny little church, but it was packed every night and had overflowing people outside. This tiny little woman came into the church, and she was on crutches. And she was wearing a red outfit. I'll never forget. She was wearing a red outfit. And she had to put her crutches out, and then she just dragged her feet up behind her. She couldn't use her feet barely at all. She just had to drag them behind her. And my heart went out to her. My heart just went out to her. I just wanted so badly to help her, to pray for her, to minister to her, to do whatever I could for her. My heart went out for her. And she came in about 5:30 in the afternoon. I started teaching about 5:30, and then I taught for 3 hours straight about 8:30. And then about 8:30, we decided that we would minister healing. And all this time while I was teaching and I was ministering to the group and I was teaching the group, I had it in my heart that I wanted to help this woman. I wanted to reach out and touch her and bless her, see. And finally, she came up. You know, finally when we got done with the teaching, we made it available for people to come up and to be healed. And this woman came up. She just dragged her legs up. That's right. Just dragged her legs up. And I reached over and I put my hands on her. And I laid hands on her as I was led by the Spirit. And the Lord showed me a picture of, you know, it was a picture, it was a vision, a revelation, a picture of her spine. And I recognized it as her spine. And it was right down at the base of the spine where the backbone goes into the hips. And I saw this and I knew it by revelation. And I spoke to that and I said, spine, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hips, I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I spoke to that which I saw by revelation. Now, I had no idea what was wrong with her. You know, I knew that she couldn't use her legs, but I wasn't guessing. I was seeing revelation vision. I was seeing a revelation picture. And because I saw the revelation picture, I knew that I had the permission to use spiritual faith to minister to that situation. So I spoke to it. I commanded it to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. And I looked up at her, and she was crying. She was crying. The tears were pouring down her face. And I said to the translator, I said, is there something wrong? I looked at the translator. I said, is there something wrong? He said, no, she's crying. I said, well, what is she saying? She's not saying anything. She's just crying. And I took her by her hands, and by this time she'd laid her crutches down. I took her by the hands, and I looked into her eyes, and I said, are you ready to walk? And my translator translated it, and she looked at me with the tears flowing out of her eyes, and she nodded her head, yes. And I took her by her hands, and I took a step back, and she took a step forward. She was holding my hands. I took another step back, and she took a step forward. And she was holding my hands. And then after she took two steps, she just let go of my hands, and she just walked up and down. She just walked up and down. And the whole group that was in that tiny little church, the whole group just fell back and in utter amazement. a gasp went through the crowd. They go, ah, you know, like that. And they saw this woman. She walked out, she walked back in, she walked back out, she walked back in again. And it was a miraculous healing. But you see, what allowed me to be led that way was my compassion. As the Holy Spirit worked compassion within my heart, I just wanted to help her. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to help her. See? That's how you're led by the Spirit. And with that compassion in your soul, you reach out to the Lord and you say, Lord, tell me what to, show me what to minister to. And then He shows you, or He tells you, or you feel it, or you sense it, or you just know it in yourself. You know what to pray for. You know what to minister to, because He gives it to you by revelation. Many times I will move in by spiritual utterance. I'll just begin to speak. I'll just begin to speak as I'm led by the Spirit. And it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, and in verse 10 it says, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to the other, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. You see, when I'm ministering the gift of the Holy Spirit, I allow myself to speak as the Holy Spirit guides me to speak. At times I'll ask them a question. At times I'll ask them a question. I'll ask them a question. For instance, do you believe that God will heal you if I pray for you? See, that gives them a chance to make a positive affirmation, a positive confession of their faith. Or if they don't have faith, then it exposes that. Then I know what to do. See, if they don't have faith yet, then I need to minister. I need to talk to them and build their faith as I'm led by the Spirit. I need to speak words that will build their faith so that they can have faith in order to be receive the healing. Or else, then I just, if I don't get the guidance to be able to give them a gift of healing, then I just pray for them. See? But I'm led by inspirational utterance. Sometimes I'll be led to quote a verse to them. Sometimes several verses to them. See? But usually in a ministering situation, in a church situation, I'll know hours beforehand that I'm going to minister healing that night. So I'll be preparing the whole group to receive healing from the very time I begin to share the word. And I may share the word for an hour or two and a half or 3 hours until I know that there's sufficient faith in the group in order to receive healing. Then I'll begin to minister healing. Because I've already spoken as I was led by the Spirit of God and ministered faith to them and built their faith so that they could receive their healings. That's right. Many times when you're ministering to somebody, you need to take the time to speak the words that build faith so that they receive their healing. That's right. And you do this as you're led by the Spirit, by inspirational utterance. As you move in by inspirational utterance, you may be led, for instance, to lay hands on somebody. And I do this in almost every situation, but not in every situation. Sometimes I'm led not to put hands on person. Sometimes some people, just because of culture, for instance, when I lay hands on a woman, I'm very careful about how I lay hands on. See? Somehow, I'm just very careful because I don't want to offend them culturally. That's right. See, I would never do anything I never want to do anything that embarrasses the person either. That's right. Because I'm walking in love. I want to be a blessing to them. Many times I'll just touch them on the very top of their head, because if I touch them on any other part of their body, it might offend them. See, I'm very careful about how I minister as a man, and especially as a foreigner, someone from the United States. I'm very careful about how I minister in touching people or laying hands on people. That's right. But I'll lay hands as I'm led, and He'll lead me. He'll show me where to lay hands or if not to lay hands on. That's right. And as I move in by inspirational utterance, many times I'll begin to pray or I'll quote the word or however I'm led by the Holy Spirit. But all the time that I'm speaking like that, I'm looking for the revelation. I'm looking for the revelation. I'm certain, my heart is going out to the Holy Spirit to give me the revelation. And He many times it's just instantly right there. It's just instantly right there. Just like when I ministered to that woman, I just saw a picture of her spine. And I knew It, you know, it may not be an accurate picture of her spine, but it represented her spine to me. I understood what the Lord was saying. See, you may get pictures about people's physical bodies that have no relation to, you know, the actual physical liver or the kidneys, but you'll know exactly what the Lord is saying. He'll describe it to you in such a way that you know what He's saying. For instance, when He told Jeremiah about the rod of an almond tree, that communicated to Jeremiah. He understood it. The Lord will speak to you in a way that communicates to you what He wants you to minister to or how He wants you to minister. See? I know a brother of mine who got the revelation of pipes, of plumbing, when he was laying hands on a woman one time. And he knew to pray for her plumbing. In other words, her digestive system. Now, she doesn't have PVC pipe in her physical body, but because of that man's background as a plumber, he understood plumbing. And the Lord showed him PVC pipe that really meant and communicated to him to pray for her digestive system. That's right, her plumbing, you know, her bowels, see? And that's what was wrong with her, and that's what she got healed of, see? So the Lord will show you by revelation what He needs you to minister to in a way that you understand. You walk in, you lay on hands, you allow yourself to be led in terms of utterance, and you're looking for the revelation. When the revelation comes, when it comes, then speak directly to it. Speak directly to it. Command it in the name of Jesus Christ by spiritual faith. Command it in the name of Jesus Christ by spiritual faith. If you need to take something out, take it out in the name of Jesus Christ. If you need to fix something, fix it in the name of Jesus Christ. If you need to put something in, put it in the name of Jesus Christ. Into their soul or into their body. That's right. When you find a physical problem in someone's life and you minister to it physically, then look for the cause. Look for the cause. Many times, the causes of physical problems are far removed from where they physically manifest themselves. For instance, you may have a pain in your foot that's caused by an improper imbalance in the hip. You know, that's all the way at the other end of the leg. See, look for the cause of that problem in the foot. There may be a spirit of infirmity in that body. And a spirit of infirmity will always be manifested in Revelation by something that has life or movement in itself. You'll see something in there, and if it's moving, you'll see a revelation picture, and if that thing you see in the picture is moving, it's throbbing, let's say, it's moving around, then you know that it's something that has life in itself, and that life in itself is always a demon, and you command that thing to come out. You'll see a revelation picture of somebody's stomach, and you'll see a little blob in there, for instance, moving around in the stomach. And then I would know, if I saw that by revelation, I would know that there's a demon of infirmity in that person's stomach that's causing the physical problems in the stomach and the digestive area. I command that to come out. And as soon as I command it, I'll always see that revelation picture. And as soon as I command that thing to leave, that throbbing thing will go away. It'll go away, just like that. Why? Because it's left. The demon is left. Or else, sometimes He even shows me a name, like the name of a spirit in a person's body. He shows me the name. For instance, fear. I close my eyes, I'm asking for revelation, and I see the word fear written across my vision. And so I speak to a spirit of fear, and I command that fear to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. See, He's showing me. And then He'll always show you in sequence as well. The first thing that comes up, speak to it, minister to it. Then He'll show you something else. Speak to that, minister to that. He'll show you something else. Speak to that, minister to that. He'll show you something else. Speak to that, minister to that. Don't worry about what the person is doing. Don't worry about how they're reacting. You just stay focused in with the revelation that the Holy Spirit has given you and follow it all the way through. Don't quit in the middle of ministering to somebody. Just because they got healed of one thing, keep going. Keep going with it until the Holy Spirit says it's done. See? The Holy Spirit. Many times when I'm done ministering to somebody, the Holy Spirit will just write the word amen across my vision as I have my eyes closed. He'll just show me the word amen. And that to me means it's done. Amen. We're done. It's done. But you stay at it. You keep ministering as long as the Holy Spirit is showing you things by revelation. You keep ministering and commanding those things and speaking to those things in the name of Jesus Christ until you're done, until the Holy Spirit says you're done. That's right. You see, be bold and push the fight. Be bold and push the fight. Learn every time you minister to somebody. And you ought to minister to someone every day for the next month. That's right. Find someone and ask if you can pray for them. And then you lay hands on them as you're led by the Spirit. Follow these things through. Go in by, be led by the Spirit. Move in by spiritual utterance. Watch for the revelation. Speak directly to the problem. Look for the cause. And be bold and push the fight. If you will do this now for the next month, by the end of the month, you will have seen many healings. You will have seen many blessings. And you will have learned a great amount. And you will be very dynamic in the operation of the Holy Spirit. Just, you know, and it doesn't take very long to learn some of these things. You will continue to learn throughout the rest of your life. You may see people fall under the power. That's okay. Just leave them there. That's right, when you lay hands on. You may see many different physical manifestations. You just stay at it. As long as the Holy Spirit's leading you, just stay at it until that deliverance comes, until that amen comes, until you know in your spirit, one way or the other, you know in your spirit that you're done ministering to that person. It may take 10 minutes. It may take 15 minutes. It usually doesn't take longer than that. 5-10 minutes at the most, 15 minutes is at the outside usually, even in dealing with people with demons. That's right. If you're really being led by the Spirit and you're dealing with those demons, you don't mess around with them. You cast them out. And if you don't have authority to cast them out, if you don't have that guidance to cast them out, then you don't deal with them. See? You just keep loving that person until the Holy Spirit tells you to cast out that demon. You don't have to do everything all in one night or in one session. Life doesn't work like that. You do what you can do as you're led by the Spirit, and then you stay at it with that person. Some people I've needed to minister to 4 or 5 times before they got their full deliverance. That's right. That's right. And some people, very exceptional situations, I'm still in prayer for them. I'm still in prayer for them because they haven't seen their full deliverance yet. That's right. I'm still in prayer for them. But their deliverance will come. That's right. Most healings that I see are instantaneous. But some, I have to just stay at it. There's one girl in Maine, in the United States, that I'm still praying for. I'm still praying for her deliverance. That's right. And I ministered to her 6 months ago. But it doesn't matter. It'll come to pass. See? She had a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. An awful physical situation. She's battling it. She's getting healed. She's much more healed today than she was 6 months ago. Glory to God. But we haven't seen the full manifestation of it yet. But we'll stay faithful. Keep at it till it comes. But most people, they will see instantaneous relief. They'll see an instantaneous blessing if you will be led by the Spirit and discipline yourself to walk by the Spirit and keep ministering until the Holy Spirit says you're done. That's right. Now, how to end the ministering session. The reason for miracles and healings is for salvation. Make sure the person has confessed Jesus as Lord. And if they haven't, give them a chance to do it. That's right. And then another thing I like to do is to ask people if there's anything specifically they need to have prayed for. That's right. I ask them if there's anything specifically they need to have prayed for, then I'll pray for it. See? Then I'll pray for it. That's right. This ministry of the Holy Spirit will bring great blessing into your life, into the lives of others. Just give it a try. I mean, just walk out on these principles and do it. You'll learn every time you minister. And the second person you minister to, you'll do better than the first person. And you know what? Even if you pray for somebody and they don't get healed immediately, you didn't hurt them. You didn't make them any sicker. That's right. They're not worse off because you loved them and prayed with them and ministered to them. They're not worse off. That's right. But you'll never see the power of God unless you step out and boldly try to do these things. I know you're not going to do as well the first time as you do the 100th time. I know that. The Holy Spirit knows that. Jesus knows that. So don't worry about it. Just get out there and try to apply these principles. Just learn to apply them. And just do it every day. Minister to somebody every day. I guarantee you there was somebody out there who needs to be prayed for right now. You're listening to this tape and there's somebody out there who needs to be ministered to right now. Who needs to be prayed for. Who needs to be healed. Who needs to receive that healing. Follow these principles. Follow these principles, especially when it comes to spiritual faith. Command it to come to pass. Don't ask God to do it. He's told you to do it. Command it to come to pass. That's right. You command it to come to pass. You lay your hands on that person with love and with faith. You just open your mouth and let the Holy Spirit speak through you. You don't premeditate what you're going to say. You just open your mouth and begin to speak words of blessing and love and glory and praise to God. And as you're speaking those things out, look to the Holy Spirit. Look to Him to show you what to minister to. He will show it to you by a revelation, by a picture, by a knowing within yourself, by a feeling. See, through an audible voice, through a still small voice. He'll show you what is wrong with that person. Then speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to that problem. Command it by spiritual faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Command it by spiritual faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Then it'll happen. That person will get healed of that thing. Then something else will show up. Just stay with the Holy Spirit until He says amen, until you're done. It might take 5 minutes, it might take 10 minutes, it might take 15 minutes, but that's okay. He'll show you demons. Cast them out. He may show you a curse over that person's life. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Perhaps you might be led to stop and take them through the principles of breaking curses, of repentance, and confessing sins and forgiveness. And then you take them through that process of breaking curses. Then you go back to ministering healing again. See, just let yourself be led by the Spirit. Just let yourself be led by the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let Your anointing of Your healing power come upon this person listening to this tape. Let the anointing of Your healing power fill the heart and the life of this person listening to this tape. Lord, let Your power come down upon their life in the name of Jesus Christ, that they can minister effectively in Your name, and that they will be led by Your Spirit, and that they will walk with the power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. I love you. corners of the earth and bring my money back in Jesus' name. Bring back that which belongs to this ministry, what the Holy Spirit has set aside for this ministry. You bring it back now in Jesus' name. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What you speak determines what happens in your life. Both angels and demons will respond to your words because they all recognize the spiritual authority that you have by the words that you speak. If you will do this faithfully five times a day, if you will do this faithfully five times a day, where you go out and you speak into the spirit realm and you speak to demons and you speak to angels, and you command the demons to release that which they have stolen from you and from your ministry, and you command the ministering angels to go forth in Jesus' name and to bring to you what the Holy Spirit has set aside for you, then you will see coming to pass these things that I have talked about. And allow yourself to be specific. If the Holy Spirit shows you that He has a car for you, then command that car to come in Jesus' name and do it faithfully every day until that car comes. If the Holy Spirit has shown you a specific dollar amount or a financial amount or a goal that He has set for you, then you speak into the spirit realm and you command that to come every day until it comes. It may take a few weeks. It may take a few months. It may only take a few hours. It doesn't matter. But you speak it. You speak it. You speak it faithfully. And demons and angels will respond to your words. You see, we're in a war. And the devil is seeking to blockade that which, to keep from us from receiving that which we need in order to successfully carry out our lives and our ministries and our warfare. You are the crucial factor. You must rise up and take authority over your finances. You must take authority over your life and over your ministry. God has given you this authority. Now rise up and do it. See? Rise up and do it. And you have to be at the place in your life where you do not love money. If you love money, then the devil will buy you off. He will buy you off. And then you will have to answer in the judgment seats, at the judgment seat of Christ, for what you did and how you abused the money that God gave you. Don't love money. Everything that I have above my needs, I give. That's right. That's right. Everything that I have above my needs, I give. And I live abundantly. I live comfortably. That's right. But I don't live above what I need. I don't have more than what I need. See, I live abundantly, I live comfortably, I'm able to give to others. Everything else above that goes to the ministry, goes to help others. See, goes to help others. So I use the money that the Holy Spirit gives me, I use it as He guides me to use it. You see, if you will faithfully speak into the spirit realm five times a day, and speak to angels and tell them to go to the four corners of the earth and bring back that which the Holy Spirit has set aside for your ministry. And if you speak to demons and tell them to leave, to get their hands off of what God has given you and to break their hold over them, you will see the yoke of poverty broken off of your life. Then the real challenge comes. Then the real challenge comes, because then you're going to have money, and then you're going to have to be responsible for it. Then you're going to have to steward it properly. And the way to steward money is not to love it, but to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to be as free in your giving as you are in your receiving. Minimum to give is a tithe of everything that you receive. That's the absolute minimum of what you receive, is to give a tithe. Then you go beyond that, and you give above that, see, so that you are not enslaved to that money that comes to you, but you are free, and you are living for the Lord. The yoke of poverty has been broken off of your life, and you're walking with the authority and the power of a Son of God. Corners of the earth, and bring my money back, in Jesus' name. Bring back that which belongs to this ministry, what the Holy Spirit has set aside for this ministry. You bring it back now. In Jesus' name. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What you speak determines what happens in your life. Both angels and demons will respond to your words because they all recognize the spiritual authority that you have by the words that you speak. If you will do this faithfully 5 times a day, if you will do this faithfully 5 times a day, where you go out and you speak into the spirit realm and you speak to demons and you speak to angels and you command the demons to release that which they have stolen from you and from your ministry, and you command the ministering angels to go forth in Jesus' name and to bring to you what the Holy Spirit has set aside for you, then you will see coming to pass these things that I have talked about. And allow yourself to be specific. If the Holy Spirit shows you that He has a car for you, then command that car to come in Jesus' name and do it faithfully every day until that car comes. If the Holy Spirit has shown you a specific dollar amount or a financial amount or a goal that He has set for you, then you speak into the spirit realm and you command that to come every day until it comes. It may take a few weeks. It may take a few months. It may only take a few hours. It doesn't matter. But you speak it. You speak it. You speak it faithfully. And demons and angels will respond to your words. You see, we're in a war. And the devil is seeking to blockade that which, to keep from us from receiving that which we need in order to successfully carry out our lives and our ministries and our warfare. You are the crucial factor. You must rise up and take authority over your finances. You must take authority over your life and over your ministry. God has given you this authority. Now rise up and do it. See? Rise up and do it. And you have to be at the place in your life where you do not love money. If you love money, then the devil will buy you off. He will buy you off. And then you will have to answer in the judgment seats, at the judgment seat of Christ, for what you did and how you abused the money that God gave you. Don't love money. Everything that I have above my needs, I give. That's right. That's right. Everything that I have above my needs, I give. And I live abundantly. I live comfortably. That's right. But I don't live above what I need. I don't have more than what I need. See? I live abundantly, I live comfortably, I'm able to give to others. Everything else above that goes to the ministry, goes to help others. See? Goes to help others. So I use the money that the Holy Spirit gives me, I use it as He guides me to use it. You see, if you will faithfully speak into the spirit realm 5 times a day and speak to angels and tell them to go to the four corners of the earth and bring back that which the Holy Spirit has set aside for your ministry, and if you speak to demons and tell them to leave, to get their hands off of what God has given you and to break their hold over them, you will see the yoke of poverty broken off of your life. Then the real challenge comes. Then the real challenge comes, because then you're going to have money, and then you're going to have to be responsible for it. Then you're going to have to steward it properly. And the way to steward money is not to love it, but to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to be as free in your giving as you are in your receiving. Minimum to give is a tithe of everything that you receive. That's the absolute minimum of what you receive, is to give a tithe. Then you go beyond that, and you give above that, see, so that you are not enslaved to that money that comes to you, but you are free and you are living for the Lord. The yoke of poverty has been broken off of your life, and you're walking with the authority and the power of a Son of God.